Small Biz America.
This is Making Business Work Better. And now, here's your host, Mike Miro.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike Miro with the Making Business Work Better radio program, and our guest today is Tanya Tomlin. Tanya is the CEO and founder of a business called Sort It Out, which is an organizing service which offers a wide range of consulting and organizing services geared toward helping clients conquer disorganization. We probably don't know anybody that's disorganized, but this is what Tanya does. And she has been featured in numerous local, regional, and national print and broadcast media outlets, including HDTV's Mission Organization Program. Tanya lives in Plano with her husband, Rob, and her identical twin girls. Tanya, thank you for joining us today, and welcome to our show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, we'll want to dive right in and find out a little bit about Sort It Out and some of the things that you've got going on. Tell us about Sort It Out. If you could just briefly give us an idea of what Sort It Out is all about.
Sort It Out is a professional organizing company that I started 5.5 years ago here in Plano. And what we do is we specialize in business organization and residential organization, meaning residential from kitchens, closets, pantries to home offices, and then on the business side, filing systems, procedural manuals, supply rooms, anything that particularly needs organized in a business or a home, we pretty much can do it.
Okay, and you say you've been doing this for about 5.5 years?
5.5 years, yes.
What did you do prior to that?
Prior to starting Sort It Out, I worked for Chase Manhattan Mortgage, and I was a subprime lender, and I had 100 loan officers between Dallas and Houston. And what I did, yes, it was a big eye-opening experience because I actually started out in Michigan as a loan officer there. And I decided that I wanted to come to Dallas because it was a more friendly place for business, and you know, the economy in Michigan was starting to suffer about 5.5 years ago. So I thought that, okay, we need to be closer to family. What am I going to do? So I transferred with Chase.
Okay.
And during that time, I had a lot of people who always told me, hey, you know, how are you organizing all of your paperwork and how are you handling your time so well and getting all of your loans approved and managing all these different people? So I told other colleagues that I am a very organized person, and then I started having people asking me, well, can you show me a little bit about what you do and how you set up your files and how you set up your day? And so I decided to take that to the next level, and then I found the National Association of Professional Organizers.
Wow.
So, yes. That was
didn't even know there was a national organization of professional organizers.
Yeah, I didn't either. And, you know, just like a lot of people, you know, starting their own business, I Googled organizing in Dallas, organizing for yourself, and organizing in a business. So I started Googling that, and what I found out was there was this national organization. I called them on the phone, and I said, I'm calling from Plano, and I'm wondering, is this a real business?
Yeah.
They thought I was kind of funny asking that, but they at the time had been in business for 20 years, and this industry had been around for a lot longer than I had ever even anticipated.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea. So then I just dove right in and decided that I'm going to try this and just do friends and family and see how that works on the weekends, and then I really enjoyed it and decided that I was going to start Sort It Out, and I started it on my birthday.
Oh, well, very good.
So I'll never
forget. That way you always know when your start day was, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, yeah, you've been in the business for 5.5 years. You've made the transition out of a corporate-type job into owning your own business. And what was it that attracted you into having your own business?
The real big attraction to having my own business was having control of my own time, being able to create a manual for my company, myself, and making it my own. And I really wanted to start something And I didn't know exactly what it was going to be, but I knew that having my own business would make me a happier person, just doing what I love to do, not necessarily what I have to do.
Okay.
So that was what attracted me to starting my own business and having more of the control of my time and not, you know, working for a big company. You're very limited with the things that you can do and the lending laws, especially in Texas. You know, I was very turned off by that. And I knew I wanted something else, and I wanted to give people some type of gift besides obviously giving them a mortgage. I wanted to give them more of a gift of time and less stress, because I knew how I was when I was organized. I wanted to give that gift to other people.
Okay. That's good. When you've mentioned a couple of times the time management and the getting organized and things like that, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges that people face in regards to getting organized?
From the standpoint of people, the struggles that they go through is they get very overwhelmed very easily, and they look at it on a much larger scale. And I think that people really just procrastinate too long, and then it becomes so overwhelming that they just don't know where to start. And then they think they can do it all in one day, when that's, you know, it's a big misconception. Really, it's just starting small and allowing them to see the big picture at the same time, but starting in a very, very small area of their life. It could be their office. It could be a drawer. It could be business cards. It could be something very simple. But a lot of people struggle with that. They just think, I'm too overwhelmed, I can't do this, and they just keep procrastinating.
And that overwhelm leads to stress and frustration, and it's like, it's so bad, will I ever be able to get it done?
Right, and a lot of times I think, well, I don't have the time to deal with this because I have so many other things to do, when they're so busy doing everything else, but they can't find anything. That's why they can't do anything else, because they can't find things, they are constantly losing, you know, appointments, they're, you know, really overwhelmed and frustrated, which tends to lead into, you know, poor business numbers. They get frustrated. They might get down on yourself because you don't think that you're being as productive as you could be. And really the root is because you don't have a system.
Right, right. Now, in terms of the types of folks that you work with, you had mentioned that you work with business people, but you also work with people that, you know, are just regular people who live in a home or something along those lines. Talk to me a little bit about how you work with business people.
The way we work with business people is we provide a, you know, one-hour consultation for them and look at their areas and decide, okay, what is it that is the problem in their particular area? And by finding out and meeting with them in their business, we try to narrow down a specific problem that we can help them with. And from there, we come up with a game plan of exactly how it is that we're going to help them or their staff become more efficient and, you know, organize their workspace, depending on what the issues are. And it stems from a lot of different things. It could be somebody who's just struggling with, you know, paper management. It could be somebody who's struggling with time management. It could be somebody who's just, you know, they're an inventory control person, and they need some help just assisting them in trying to find a system to organize supplies or marketing or whatever it is. So we try to find out what the root of the problem is first before we come up with the game plan, because I don't know unless we actually see that. But chances are in their business, there's a reason why they're calling us in. For example, I had a jewelry company that hired us a couple of years ago, and they were at the point where they were just so frustrated with their people because they had been there for 10, 20 years. They just became so complacent. So we did some workshops and some space organizing in each cubicle with their employees to help them, you know, manage their time, manage their paper, and it was a big difference. It was a huge difference in their attitude, the way they looked at the business, just from somebody else coming in and looking from the outside in.
So sometimes it just helps to have a different set of eyes look at stuff and really help people map out a game plan to get organized.
Right, and a lot of it, too, is, you know, maybe their work habits and their procrastination is leading to poor productivity, so we'll help them become more productive as a result of that.
Okay, all right. What do you know, with the advent of all the electronic things that are available now with email and Facebook and Twitter and BlackBerries and iPhones and all the different things going on. What are some of the challenges you see from staying on top of things from an elect? I mean, I hear this all the time from folks that, you know, they may have their paper under control, but their electronic world is a mess.
Oh, absolutely. Electronically, it can take over someone's life because they don't have the right folder set up. They don't have the right system in which they're checking their email. And that becomes frustrating for people just because they don't take the time to learn the systems and read the manuals and take that time or have someone teach them exactly how they need to be organized. So that is definitely something that, you know, Sorted Out is working towards, is helping people electronically come up with things in their life where they can be organized with paper and electronically.
Okay, so it's not just the paper, but you also help people with the getting their electronic world straightened out as well.
Yes, usually it starts first with the paper and then it goes to an electronic problem as well. So
okay.
It sometimes goes hand in hand depending on how that person is. Sometimes people don't like to store things electronically. They're an out of sight, out of mind person. They really need to see that paper. So then we, you know, get them to have more of a paper file, because not everybody is an electronic type of person.
Okay.
So we have to identify exactly where the root of their procrastination or their productivity is coming from, or lack of productivity is coming from, because it may not just be electronically. It could be that they print out those several papers or whatever and they delete those files and they want to actually have the paper. And I think that's okay too. I just think it's whatever system works best for you, you need to stick with that.
Yeah. Well, you've said that term system over and over again, that it's really about designing a system that works for somebody. What are some of the other challenges that you see? Let's say you put a system in place and you come in, you help somebody get it all set up, but they're struggling with staying on top of the system. What are some things that you do to help them overcome that?
You know, things can be very simple. I just make it very easy for that particular person. So when we do get things set up, it's, you know, let's only touch it 3 times. I give them little tips and pointers and maybe, you know, a little clear plastic thing underneath their desk of little hints of things that they need to do to remind them that this is what I need to be doing. It's a lifestyle change, whether it's in your business or in your home. Do you want to be organized or do you not want to be organized? So coming from the business perspective, it's coming up with different things in their mind that they will remember how to be organized, and holding them accountable is a big issue. I may come back every week for, you know, the next 3 months until they've got it down, they feel comfortable, like I can see a change, then I might come back once a month or even once a quarter for maintenance.
Okay.
So that's what holds them accountable.
You do have some follow-up work that you do. It's not just come in one time, get it all cleaned up, but you also follow up to make sure that they're following the system and dealing with any challenges they may have.
Absolutely. It's kind of, in comparison, I use this example a lot, it's kind of when you hire a personal trainer. You come in,
okay,
you know, once or twice a week, and that person is saying, okay, you're going to do this workout, you're going to do it like this, and, you know, I'll see you in 2 days. I want you to do these things in the meantime, but I really want to see what your progress has been. It's the same thing with organizing. You want to make sure that you have accountability for that and that you're keeping those files organized or your time organized. And what are the challenges that you see that I can answer those questions when I come back the next time? What are the challenges that they see from the last 2 weeks when I wasn't there? What can I help you with that will help you become more organized and become more efficient with the system that we set up? Maybe something's not working, so I might have to tweak a couple of things during those maintenance sessions.
So it's like having a personal trainer for your paper.
Exactly. I have to think of myself as the clutter therapist.
The clutter therapist. I
love that, because it comes from, in the business, obviously everybody has a business plan, they want a marketing plan, they want it to be perfect, but unless you hold yourself accountable to that, what is it that's really going to make you change? It's
right.
What you're
right.
doing with that paper. It's what you're doing with that business plan. So it becomes overall, you have to really live it, breathe it, love it.
Gotcha. So you've talked about business people. What are some of the things you do with people in their homes?
Oh my gosh! In homes, everyone wants us to organize their entire life. Like I said, I actually just yesterday, I keep in very close contact with my clients, just because when you get to going through somebody's kitchen or their closet or their paperwork, their garage, whatever it is that you're going through, there are things that come up that you may or may not want to see.
Yeah, those skeletons in the closet, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you become very close with these people because you want to help them reduce the stress in their life and make them have a clear vision in their home life and also in their business, because those two go hand in hand. So what we do is, in going through those things, we want to make sure that we're hitting the right buttons for them. Is it, you know, do you have too much stuff? You know, do you have a shopping problem? Are you going through divorce? Are you going through just you can't let go of things? What is it that you're going through that we can help you with in reducing the clutter in your life? Because clutter is chaos. Clutter is chaos, let me just tell you. And once you have things simplified and they see, gosh, I don't really need all this stuff, and I tell them, okay, well, how long has it been since you used this? Why are you keeping this? And so I get to the root of exactly what it is that they have. And eliminating those things, they realize that I didn't really need all this stuff.
I love what you said about having a shopping problem.
I did. I got an email just recently from a client. He said, well, you know, I think we just have way too much stuff, and I think we just keep buying things because we don't know where anything is. It's so true.
Yeah.
Think about how much money you can save by just not buying duplicate items because you don't really know what you have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So a lot of people just think I'll buy it.
I have a standing agreement with my wife that anytime she buys shoes or buys clothes, that no longer can we add to the inventory. Something has to go before we can add something else. And,
I agree.
Well, that really helped a lot.
You know what? And something that I tell people, I love helping business clients and I love helping residential clients. So I love doing both. But for women, in the closet is always the biggest challenge, let me tell you. That is the last place usually they want me to come in, is their closet, because I get pretty hardcore. I'm like, okay, what is it that you're, you know, what is it that you're doing? What is it? Why are you keeping this? This is like 10 years old.
Oh, listen, I don't even attempt to open the door to my wife's closet because I'm afraid of what's in there. I mean, it's just, you can't see the floor, you can't see the ceiling, and there is no room for anything.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a big tip I can tell you right now, one of the biggest tips I give to people in their closet is this. If you have a wipe-off board in your closet and you're out of something and you're trying to complete an outfit or an accessory, even for men, I do this for men as well, but definitely for women, if you're out of something, write it on the wipe-off board. So when you're going shopping, you're like, oh, I need something new. Well, what is it that you need?
There you go.
So husbands are happy because they have a list.
Yeah.
You know, something stained or ripped or torn, put a wipe-off board in your closet. I actually did that in my closet a couple months ago, and it has worked wonderfully. And I did that for my kids' closet, too, so I know exactly what they need.
Oh, okay. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. So let's say you go in and you help either a business owner or somebody at their home get organized. What are some of the tangible results people could expect from hiring you or working with your business?
A very tangible goal that we have in mind, obviously, is to get rid of the clutter. But really what it comes down to is they are so happy with the results of just having that clear space and a place for everything, and it's labeled nicely. It doesn't have to be, you know, fancy or anything. You don't have to have fancy bins. It's just having a place for everything creates that image in their mind, like, oh my gosh, I feel free of just all this stuff that has just been daunting me for years. And so, you know, they save time, they save money, they're not stressed out, especially in their home. And then that eventually will filter through to their business, which is great for Sorted Out, because if we start in their home, a lot of times that goes into their business. Or if it starts in their business, then it filters into their home as well, because they want to become more organized because they see the results and they see that it's not that hard, especially when you have someone else telling you, okay, why is it that you need this? Why is this here? You know, I recommend moving this. And they just feel that sense of accomplishment in a very short amount of time. and they feel like they're empowered to want to do it in their entire life at that point.
And so by having that organization, it kind of creates a sense of freedom to, you know, work on some of those other things that they need to work on because they've taken care of that clutter. And I love
Absolutely.
The way you describe that. Yeah. Well, you back a little while back, you wrote a book called Chaos to Calm, The Moms
yes.
of Multiple's Guide to an Organized Family. And as we were talking earlier, you know, I only have one, and I would have loved to have had something like this when we had the one, because it's just a great guide to kind of getting your act together as a parent. Tell us how
Chaos
to Calm came into being.
You know, Chaos to Calm is a very interesting story about, well, my twins now, Peyton and Sydney, are 3 and a half, almost 3 and a half, and when I found out that I was pregnant, I did not know that even a thought in my brain was going to be, you know, multiples. Well, through the process, I was on bed rest for a very, very long time, and actually 9 weeks of bed rest, and I thought, you know, what in the world am I going to do with my time and getting ready for these two babies to come home? And I was, you know me, I'm a very outgoing person. I'm not a good sitter. I have to be doing something all the time. So I decided that I would start writing while I was on bed rest in that I wanted to have different forms and different ideas in my mind of, you know, what is it that I can do in during my time to help organize for these babies to come home, because I was a little freaked out. So in creating this book, it was a very good time for me to figure out what it is that, what do I want for my children? You know, what do I want? I wanted to have a safe home. I wanted to have a game plan, basically, for my children to come home. You know, who was going to come and help me? One baby was in the hospital. One baby was at home, so I created a form. Who's going to help me to come, you know, to the hospital, and who's going to help me at home with the baby? So I created a form, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to keep adding and keep writing, and that's where Chaos to Calm started happening. So I started writing when I was, you know, pregnant with them, but then a lot of it evolved after they came home and I knew exactly what I wanted to do with them.
You know, probably one of my favorite forms that you have in your book is the partnership plan.
Yes, partnership plan.
I can remember when my daughter was a baby, you know, that this was kind of an implied thing between my wife and myself. But I really love the idea that you take and break down who's going to do what, who's responsible.
Oh, absolutely.
For what. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that part of it, because it's like, okay, well, when the kids come home, you know, is it expected that the dad is going to do, you know, the morning feeding so he gets up early for work or whatever his schedule is? Well, obviously somebody has to sleep, and if you're providing for your children and, you know, you have to have a game plan. Who's going to do the laundry? Who's going to do the kitchen cleanup? Do you have help? Do you have grandma or aunts, uncles, or whoever's coming in? So it was a great opportunity for us to make a commitment to each other, but also to the household chores that obviously build up. That creates chaos in your life when you have two babies or three babies, four babies at home. And having that partnership plan and divvying up those tasks are a must-have, absolutely.
Well, you know, as I think about this, this would be a great tool for newlyweds. You know,
before
kids are the issue, people newly married could take one of these partnership plan ideas or forms as well and really kind of lay out who's going to be responsible for what. Because a lot of times people never talk about that. I know my wife and I, we never talked about it. We just kind of, okay, she was going to handle the laundry and the cooking and stuff like that, and I was going to take care of the cars and the yard and the, you know, those kinds of things. And it's kind of like, what do the women do? What do the men do? But
right,
I like
exactly.
to cook. You know, I like to do the cooking. And so, you know, but when you kind of lay it all out, it really lets you come up with a good strategy for how you're going to handle that.
Oh, absolutely. So, and if you don't have a plan, then it's kind of like with your business. If you don't have a business plan, then how do you know what you're supposed to be doing?
Exactly right. I have a good friend who does a lot on financial planning, a guy named Dave Ramsey. And Dave always says that adults develop plans and follow them, and kids do what feels good. And, you know, how many times do we find ourselves doing what feels good or what's enjoyable as opposed to developing a plan and following it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you have a and you can follow that plan, then you have more of a success rate of not failing or getting off track of your schedule, or same with, you know, a business plan. If you have a plan in front of you, you're not going to be stressed out. Like, I really used the forms, and I used a lot of the help that I had organized, and that helped me control my children and being more there for them instead of just running around trying to figure out who was going to be doing what and doing the laundry and then the baby's crying. I mean, it gets very chaotic, even when you are organized.
Right, right. You can't plan for everything, but, boy, you can
exactly.
Sure try to anticipate as much as possible.
Exactly.
So in tell me a little bit about this Moms of Multiple. You know, you talk about several different organizations out there. You know, what's been your experience with some of those organizations?
As far as the Mothers of Multiples group, it's a great resource for mothers to talk a lot about different issues that we have when we have multiple children. That has been one of the things I talk about in the book as well, is like you have to have a resource, and that's exactly what it has been for me as a mother, but more uh-huh. just to talk to somebody who can relate to you of your frustrations. For example, you know, we're going through potty training right now. Well, it is very frustrating, and you can't do two at a time. It just doesn't work
yeah.
that way. So I use those organizations as a guide for me, just like I did for my book. This is a guide to help you get organized before you have your children. So I use the resources for the multiples groups to be a resource for me when different things come up in my life that I need to have someone to talk to.
Right. Yeah, we all need that resource to either get ideas or bounce ideas off somebody or get the story from somebody who's already been down the road. You know, sometimes we kind of get a little overwhelmed, like, man, I don't know if I can do all this. But then you talk to somebody who's had, you know, multiples and maybe different sets of multiples. I mean,
exactly.
I have some friends that have two sets of twins.
And, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, you know, I was going crazy with one. I can't
with
imagine
one.
Having four, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Two sets of twins, so.
Yes, it gets very crazy, very chaotic, so you have to have those outlets. And last night we had a Mothers and Multiples meeting, and we go out for drinks right after that because it's like,
oh,
okay,
wow.
We need that's our night out, you know, once a month.
That's right. That's right. So based on the you know, what you do with the businesses and what you do in homes and the helping families get ready for having children, having multiple kids, You've built this business, and what are some of the biggest challenges that you've run into in regards to having your own business?
Some of the challenges that I have had when running my business is obviously being a mother and being a business owner and managing my time. Just like everybody else, I also struggle with time management, just because even though I'm a professional organizer doesn't mean I'm usually busy organizing everybody else. Although I am very organized, time management is a huge issue when you have your own business, because you are the marketer, you are the accountant, you are the salesperson, you are the writer, you are the person doing all the public relations and the media, all that kind of stuff. And it becomes very overwhelming. So the struggling part is just being able to manage everything and still having a good life-work balance.
So having those time management skills is almost required.
Absolutely.
In that role. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't have the time management, then you don't really know what you're doing, where you're going, and, you know, I know you and I have talked about this a lot, is just your mindset is different. If you don't have a plan, then you don't really know where you're going. And if you don't have a good sense of what your time is like, especially when you are starting a business, it becomes very difficult to see what your vision really is.
Right, right. You know, I see that a lot with some of the people that I work with, that they get overwhelmed with all of the things that they have on their plate. And by just doing some very basic time management things and having a system, as you've described, you know, a system for organizing, you need a system for time management. By having
Absolutely.
That system, they're able to get a lot more done and stay a lot more focused on all the things that that they have on their plate. So what would you say has been your greatest, what's been the real most fun thing you've taken away from having your own business?
The most fun thing I take away from having my business is the satisfaction of having the skills and having the ability to make people happy with what we do. And it is having a business, but it's about the fact that I enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm very fortunate to be able to find that out at a very young age. I really enjoy making people happy with what we do with our services. And it's just a bonus that we get paid for it.
Okay.
But at the same time, I really enjoy the marketing of the business. I love talking to people. I love networking with the people. The one thing I do not like, though, is I do not like the paperwork.
Okay.
That goes along with it. I have an accountant that does all my paperwork, because I do not like that part of it. I want to organize for people, and I want to teach people how to organize. I love to speak. So that's been the most fun part about my business, and the most enjoyable is being able to talk to people and really find out exactly what it is that we can help them with. And it, like I said, it's just a bonus that we have this awesome service out there, and that we have the NAPA organization out there that people can find us.
Very good, very good. If somebody was interested in your service, Tanya, what would be the best way for them to get in touch with you?
The best way for someone to get in touch with me is through my website, which is sorted out, S-O-R-T-E-D-O-U-T.biz, or, you know, I mean, you can just Google Tanya Tomlin, and my name comes up, you know, right there with my website. And just look at our website and look at the services that we have to offer, and or check out the book. A lot of people want to just check out the book, chaosdecombook.com.
Very good. Very good. Well, as we're wrapping up today, what would you say, if you were going to give a piece of advice to a small business owner, somebody who's out there who is probably parents of kids and so they need help with their business, they need help at home, and they need help with their kids. If you could leave them today with one piece of advice, what would it be?
The piece of advice that I would give the parents and or, you know, starting a business, having their own business, is have a clear vision of exactly what it is that you want out of your business by having a plan, having a business plan, having a marketing plan, and really taking the time to figure out what your life work balance is going to be like and what that picture looks like. And take from that, you know, enjoy yourself, enjoy your children, but make sure that you have some type of a guide, whether it's, you know, an organizer, a personal coach, a business coach. Have a clear vision of exactly what it is that your goal is, so you don't do a lot of the things that we do in life, you know, and fail in some of those areas. You know, have a clear vision of exactly where it is that you want to go before you do it.
That is some great advice, Tanya. There's so many people that struggle with answering that question, what do they want? And,
right.
Boy, if you can figure that out, it makes everything else a whole lot easier, doesn't it?
Right, it does. And I wish that people would really sit down and I'm going to go start a company. Well, you know, what is it that you want out of this company? And, you know, having
right.
a business plan and a marketing plan has been the best thing for me. And checking off the list and having that accountability for yourself will make you smile every single day.
Absolutely. You go home at the end of the day with that sense of accomplishment.
You do. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tanya, we've run out of time today, and I just want to tell you thank you for the great suggestions and the great advice that you provided today. And as we stated earlier, if you are interested in Tanya's services, you can check her out at www.sortedout.biz. And if you get a chance, pick up the book, Chaos to Calm. I will tell you, as a parent, this is just a good book on kind of getting your act together personally from, you know, doing the things at home that you need to do, whether you have kids or not. I think there's incredible value in the book. So, again, Tanya, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you down the road. And thank you out there for those of you who have been listening to us today. We hope you found this information useful and valuable. And our goal is to continually give you stuff that helps you make your business work better, make your life work better, and help you achieve the things that you want to achieve. So this is Mike Myro, the Growth Coach, signing off for today. Hope you have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Making Business Work Better. To find out more about Mike Myro or to subscribe to this podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.